All right, so this week we're diving into Greenfield High School Athletics. We're going to be looking at the week of January 6th to the 11th. A lot of exciting stuff happens, so whether you're an alum or a parent or just a big fan, let's jump into it.
Yeah, we've got some wins, close calls, and some really standout performances to unpack.
So first up, let's talk about the boys basketball team. Their home game against Brown Deer on January 10th, it was tied at 27 at the half. You could practically hear the tension in the air.
Oh, absolutely. Both teams were playing with so much heart. It was really evenly matched. But Greenfield, I think they adjusted their defense in the second half, and that was really what made the difference.
Yeah, they started to double team Brown Deer's star player.
Exactly. And that forced him to pass the ball, and it really disrupted their flow.
Yeah, and it worked. They pull ahead for a 76 to 69 win.
Yep.
Braden Seidler was just on fire that game. He had 28 points, but it wasn't just him.
Yeah, Mason Staker-Pinter had 18 points, and Deyer Abdul-Aini had another 15. Plus, the team had 33 rebounds and 15 assists. So it was a really well-rounded performance, not just a one-man show.
Speaking of well-rounded, let's move over to the wrestling team. They had their quad meet on January 8th.
Oh, yeah.
Four teams battling it out at Greenfield. That must have been a crazy atmosphere.
Oh, it's always so high energy at quad meets. It's a real test of the team's depth. You've got to be ready for anything.
So how did Greenfield do?
Well, they lost their first match against Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic Academy, 36 to 48. But the way they bounced back in the next two matches was really something.
Yeah, I saw that. They dominated CUDA St. Francis Thomas More 63 to 15, and then they edged out West Allis Central 41 to 39, a nail biter to the very end.
Oh, yeah, those close matches are something else. But
Yeah.
we got to talk about some of these individual performances. Austin Holter wrestling at 120, he pinned his opponent in 21 seconds.
Wow, 21 seconds. I bet the crowd went wild.
Oh, absolutely. And then we had Kenny Jersey at 157. He was on fire that day. He did all three of his opponents.
Pinned all three.
Yep, not a single one could hold him down.
That's amazing. But even the losses were exciting. Like Lincoln Griffin at 132, he fought hard, but ultimately lost 14-13.
Yeah, it shows you just how much every point matters in this sport.
So true. Okay, let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about the girls' wrestling team. They competed in the 2025 Warrior Cup Girls Invitational.
That's a tough tournament.
Yeah, an individual tournament packed with tough competition. But Greenfield's girls really brought their A game. Angela Xiong wrestling at 107. She fought her way to a 13th place finish. Her matches were like a roller coaster, wins, losses, but ultimately she pinned her opponent in the final match.
That's awesome. That takes a lot of resilience.
And Jasleen Solis at 138 had a similar journey. She lost her first match, but then she came back with a vengeance. She even won one match with a technical fall, a score of 19 to 2.
Wow, a technical fall.
Yeah, that's not just a win, that's domination.
It really shows her skill on the map.
For sure. And we can't forget about Narai Kibaji at 165, finishing 15th.
Yeah, winning her final match by pin.
Yeah.
She never gave up.
These girls wrestled with heart. The Warrior Cup really gave us a glimpse of what's to come for Greenfield's girls' wrestling program.
I agree. Definitely wants to watch.
Okay, back to the court now for some girls' basketball action. On January 10th, they face Brown Deer on their home turf. Tough away game, but Greenfield, they didn't let that faze them. They got a 62-57 victory.
I love to see it.
Olivia Hodel was incredible, 17 points and 8 rebounds.
Yeah, and her shooting accuracy was amazing. 8 out of 9 field goal attempts.
That's insane.
You don't see that kind of consistency every day.
And Armani Toscheck, she had 19 points, including 4 3-pointers in a row.
She was in the zone.
I bet the energy in that gym was electric every time she scored.
Oh, for sure. And the rest of the team really stepped up, too. Maya Horning, Maria Kosanovich, and the bench players all played a vital role in that win.
It sounds like they're really starting to click as a team.
Yeah, they're really working well together.
All right, let's move on to the girls' flag football team. Now, we don't have a specific game to recap this time, but the reports are suggesting that they're making some serious waves on the field.
Yeah, their dynamic plays and their teamwork. They've had some really close calls. Remember that Catholic Memorial match?
Yeah, where they were leading at halftime.
Exactly.
They ended up losing 36-20, but that first half, that shows they have the skill to compete with the best teams out there.
Absolutely. And you could see the coaching staff is really dedicated. They're shaping these girls into a force to be reckoned with.
Awesome. And some of these standout players, we got to talk about them. Jada, number 18, if you need a touchdown, she's your girl.
I've heard she's a touchdown machine.
And then there's Maria, number 5, making key receptions, pulling flags like a pro.
She's so versatile.
And remember, Ashla number six, that game-saving flagpole against Catholic Memorial.
Oh, yeah. Quick thinking and some serious defensive skills.
And Ream number 19, that interception return for a touchdown.
That was such an exciting play.
But what really stands out to me is how the reports are highlighting the contributions of every single player.
I agree. It's all about that camaraderie and support.
It's really building a strong team.
They're celebrating each other's successes and learning from setbacks together.
And this isn't just about one team. This is about the larger movement of girls' flag football.
Yeah, it's really exploding in popularity.
And Greenfield is at the forefront.
They're pioneers paving the way for future generations of female athletes.
And before we wrap up this part of our Greenfield High deep dive, I want to mention the Freshman Link Crew's service project for Children's Hospital. It's running from January 13th to February 24th.
Oh, that's great. It's awesome to see these students using their platform to make a difference.
It really speaks volumes about the values at Greenfield High.
For sure.
It's a reminder that high school is about more than just academics and athletics. It's about shaping well-rounded individuals who are ready to make a positive impact on the world.
It really is.
So we've got those student athletes, and they're also doing some amazing work off the field as well.
Yeah, it's inspiring to see them embrace that responsibility. It reminds us that the impact of high school sports goes far beyond the playing field.
Yeah.
It really makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, before we move on, I think it's worth circling back to that girls' flag football team for a moment.
Right.
Even without a specific game to talk about the energy around that team, it's just palpable.
I know. It's so interesting how they've really captured everyone's attention, even without, like, a big win to report.
Yeah.
But, like, when you look at that Catholic Memorial match,
yeah,
it's clear they have the talent to really shake things up.
You were leading at halftime.
I know.
That wasn't a fluke. That shows real potential.
Absolutely.
And speaking of potential, let's talk about some of these standout players. Uh-huh. Jada, number 18. She's been racking up touchdowns like crazy.
Oh, she's a machine, I've heard.
And Maria, number 5. Key receptions, pulling flags like a pro.
She's doing it all.
Talk about versatility. And you remember Ashley, number 6, that game-saving flag pull against Catholic Memorial?
Oh, yeah. Talk about clutch.
She was reading the play like a book.
She shut it down.
Totally.
That's the kind of defensive awareness that you can't teach.
And then Ream, number 19, that interception return for a touchdown was incredible.
Oh, it was electric.
It's plays like that that get the crowd on their feet.
Yeah, you can feel the whole energy of the game shift.
But what really stands out to me is the way the reports highlight every single player on that team.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just about, like, the individual stars. It's about the whole team effort.
Yeah, it really speaks to the coaching staff and the culture they've built.
They're playing for each other.
And that makes all the difference.
And, you know, this isn't just about one team in Greenfield. This is about girls' flag football in general.
It's getting so huge.
These athletes are leading the charge.
They really are.
It's inspiring to see them break down barriers and pave the way for other girls.
It's amazing.
It makes you wonder where the sport will be in 5 or 10 years. Oh, yeah. And the impact these girls will have had.
I can't wait to see it.
Okay, so stepping back from the individual teams and games for a minute, I think it's worth acknowledging the energy and dedication we've seen across all of Greenfield Athletics this week.
It's been so impressive.
We've seen close matches, dominant wins, individual performances that left us speechless. But beyond the scores and the stats, we've seen something really special.
Yeah, a sense of community. You can just feel the pride.
Mm.
These young athletes pushing their limits.
Yeah.
And discovering what they're capable of.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the coaches and the families and the whole Greenfield community rallying behind these teams.
They've got a great support system.
It's a reminder that high school sports are about so much more than just winning or losing.
They're about building character and learning life lessons.
Teamwork, perseverance, believing in yourself and your teammates.
That's what it's all about.
So, as we wrap up this part of our Greenfield High deep dive, I'm feeling incredibly inspired.
You do.
These athletes aren't just playing games, they're writing their own stories.
Yeah.
And we've gotten this little sneak peek into their journey.
And it's far from over.
The season is still going.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen.
What new stars will emerge? What records will be broken? What unforgettable moments will we witness?
So exciting.
That's the beauty of it, right? The unpredictability, the potential, the constant possibility.
I love it.
So, we're turning the page on this chapter of Greenfield High School Athletics. But I'm excited to see what the future holds.
Me too.
Yeah, it feels like we've just scratched the surface.
I know, right?
There's so many stories still unfolding.
That's what I love about high school athletics.
You never know what's going to happen next.
Each game is a chance for these athletes to grow.
Yeah, to learn.
She surprises us.
And we've seen some pretty amazing surprises already this week.
We have.
But I think what struck me most is the heart.
Yeah.
The dedication behind every victory, every close call, every effort.
It's inspiring.
These aren't just games. They're moments that shape these young athletes.
Mm. Moments that build character and resilience.
And that's something worth celebrating.
No matter what the score is.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Greenfield High School athletics, I hope we've given you a sense of the passion, the dedication, the sheer talent that thrives within these teams.
I think we have.
Whether you're a diehard fan, an alum reminiscing about your glory days, or just someone who appreciates the power of sports, I hope you've enjoyed this journey into the heart of Greenfield High.
Me too.
But this isn't the end of the story. These teams are still writing their legacies.
That's true.
And I can't wait to see what unfolds in the weeks to come.
Oh, me neither.
What underdog will rise to the challenge?
Right.
What unexpected hero will make the game-winning play? What new chapter will be written in Greenfield High School's athletic history?
We'll have to wait and see.
Those are questions we can't answer today.
Okay.
But one thing's for sure. The future of Greenfield athletics is bright.
It really is.
And we're all invited to be a part of it.
So true.
So keep cheering. Keep believing. And stay tuned for the next chapter in this exciting saga.
I will.
Until then, thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
Thanks, everyone.